Welcome back. It is time for another Midweek Mini, and today we have a very big Hot Topic episode because there is a brand new elite travel credit card on the market, and that is the, it is a mouthful, Atmos Rewards Summit Visa Infinite Card, which is formerly the Alaska Mileage Plan program. So we're going to get into it, but first, let me address that I am here with a guest co-host today. I feel like I am Kelly Ripa on Live, and I have a guest co-host with me. We often have guests, but Joanna is not able to be here today because we are rushing to cover this topic in this episode for you, and she's doing a lot of great work for the Travel More Conference that we hope to see you all at in October. So today I have the only person I would ever go to about anything related to Alaska and Alaska travel, and that is Betsy from Become Travel Rich. Thank you for joining me, Betsy.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That was so kind of you. I really do love Alaska Airlines.
You do. And your love for it is infectious. And Alaska Airlines now for many years has been ranked number one in the U.S. News rankings for the best loyalty program. So it is a really fantastic program. Before we get into this credit card, though, I want to point out for our listeners, especially even as early as last week on our Midweek Mini, we referenced Betsy and we referenced her old Instagram handle, which was Her Alaska Travels, but you have changed it now.
Yes, yes. So we have rebranded as of actually the same day that Alaska Airlines rebranded on some weird level. That was like great energy for my brand. But I rebranded from Her Alaska Travels to Become Travel Rich.
Okay, Become Travel Rich, and she has a whole program. Check that out if you are interested. She is an expert in all things Alaska, whether you're visiting Alaska or curious about their programs and their credit cards. Today, we really want to dig into this new credit card because they have a couple credit cards, not just one, but this elite level credit card, there wasn't really in the old Alaska Mileage Plan, there was not this really high level elite credit card. So this is really new. Right off the bat, I want to tell everybody there's a 100,000 point welcome offer after 6,000 spent in the first 90 days, plus a 25,000 point global companion pass. And this is a Bank of America co-branded card. It has a $395 annual fee. So we're going to get into, is it worth it for that high of a annual fee? So first, that welcome offer, Betsy, I mentioned a companion award, but I said global companion award. So tell us how that differs from the companion fare benefit that the lower tier Atmos Ascent Visa Signature card and just the general companion fare people have come to know Alaska for. How is this one different?
Yeah, after doing a little bit of research the past couple of days, it seems like it's almost like in its own category. The companion fare is strictly only good for a cash fare.
Okay.
And so the difference, main difference is this is an award travel, meaning that you're booking with your award miles that you have earned either through partner programs, spending on the credit card, flying on the airline and paying cash fares. So first, right off the bat, the companion fare, the traditional companion fare was only cash fares. And then this is for award tickets. Second, the global part is cool because, of course, you probably know that there are 33, maybe 32, because we just lost an airline in Alaska, but around 30-ish partner airlines with Alaska Airlines. So you'll be able to use that companion fare on those airlines, which I think is like the main difference and the main appeal of the global. I do want to say that the 25,000 bonus isn't something that's going to happen every year, though. So the companion fare you always get with the credit card and the traditional ones, like the OG cards, the cards that were earned, that were received before 2024, you receive the companion fare every year, no matter what. You just pay the annual fee and the companion fare shows up. Now, with any cards that were the Alaska Airlines cards that were gotten after 2024, you have to spend $6,000 on those cards to earn that companion fare, again, for those cash fares.
Okay. It kind of makes me think of how with Hyatt personal credit cards, sometimes people say, oh, it's worth it to spend the required amount. Is it $15,000 a year? You get an extra free night. So maybe people with Alaska, if you spend $6,000, then you get that companion fare. We always think about how much money is it worth it to put on each of our different travel credit cards? You know, is there any benefit to spending a certain amount of money on cards? Most of the time we say, oh, use whatever card you're earning a welcome offer on. And then, you know, based on the category, spending category, choose which card. But for Alaska, it sounds like you're going to always want to make sure to put $6,000 on the card a year just to make sure you can take advantage of that ongoing companion fare benefit.
Yes. Or if you got the card before 2024 and you're like grandfathered into this benefit, just never cancel that card until they're asking you for, you know, either a product change or some kind of different program. So if you have the card from before 2024, I would advise not to cancel it if you value that companion fare. I don't foresee that ever getting easier than just paying $95 a year and earning that companion fare. And if you have multiples of the Alaska Airlines credit card, which you can have two personal as of before August 20th, we're unsure of the rules right now for the new cards, but you could have two Alaska Airlines personal cards. And so maybe if you needed to cancel one of those to eliminate one annual fee, save one with the companion fare. But okay. Truly, that's only if you value the companion fare, which we value the companion fare. It's very, very valuable for some of the high ticket flights.
With the welcome offer that includes the Global Companion Award, I love that it can actually be used even for a business class ticket. So you get 25,000 points and then you can top it off with more points to use that companion award for even business class international travel. That's pretty cool.
That's amazing. I think that people could find a lot of sweet spots with the business class, especially on Condor through Alaska Airlines Miles. We're personally going from Bangkok to Frankfurt during Christmas, and that's business class, 75K per person, 13-hour flight. So definitely worth it, worth the value there. And it, you know, getting that for $50,000 would be a steal.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some of the categories for the card, spending categories. There's not a whole lot to cover here. You get 3 points per dollar on purchases with Alaska or Hawaiian Airlines directly. For some people, they don't book a lot of travel specifically with Alaska or Hawaiian. So the bigger thing is you get 3 points per dollar on eligible dining purchases. I see that as a big benefit.
Yeah, I think if it's for the right person who spends on dining, I will say an easier way to earn Alaska Airlines miles is to strategize your dining expenses. And if you have the Bilt card, to buy gift certificates for those dining experiences on the first of the month, you're earning 6 times the points versus 3. This is something that I routinely do, especially for coffee. I'm a coffee girly. I go to a coffee shop every day. And so on the first of the month, I buy a gift card for that coffee shop and I earn 6 times the points. Of course, those can be transferred to Alaska Airlines. The only difference between earning those points through Bilt versus the points on the credit card is those points that you're earning will not go towards your status. So that would be something that you would want to weigh in.
Okay. Awesome. That's a great tip, though. And then the card has 1 point per dollar on everything else.
One thing that I didn't hear you mention is the 3 points per dollar on the foreign transactions. That's a gold mine.
Oh, that's interesting. Let's talk a little bit more about what that means.
So from my understanding, that means you take your card to Europe, Mexico, Thailand, and you spend with the foreign currency. So you're at the register and it's saying, would you like US dollars or foreign currency? You click foreign currency, you use your Alaska Airlines card, you earn 3 Alaska Airlines miles per dollar.
Interesting. So anything outside of domestic soil, we already kind of teach people that when you get the choice to have that come out in USD or the foreign currency, generally it's better to choose the foreign currency. And then it would code as 3 times points. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people in Alaska, I don't know if this is very popular anywhere else, but a lot of people go and get surgeries or dental work in Mexico from Alaska. I think it could be a serious gold mine for that situation.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's great. I love that you put that on my radar because I really had not, I did see that detail, but I don't know. I guess I didn't really think it through and think through how valuable that that could be. Okay. Sure. For those people who do fly on Alaska a lot, this card absolutely makes sense. You know, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, if you fly on Alaska branded planes, that makes a lot of sense. I live over near DC on the East Coast. I don't think I have ever actually flown on an Alaska Airlines airplane, but I do book a ton of flights through Alaska for American Airlines. So let's talk about who this card makes sense for, aside from the people who it's very obvious that they make sense for them. What about everybody else?
Yeah. Aside from earning those, that big bulk of miles and having the opportunity to earn 3 points per dollar if you're traveling internationally, and then the opportunity to earn the additional companion fare, which is when you spend $60,000 on the card, you earn a companion award fare. It's going to get confusing with the companion fare. The mileage ticket award. Something, we need to come up with something else that's more catchy. But essentially, you have an opportunity to earn another one. If you spend $60,000 on the card, you'll earn 100,000 points. So
now we're really talking.
Yeah. So you're booking a round trip ticket for 100,000 points, and then you're getting somebody else for completely free. So it's two for one, up to 100,000 points. And something else I wanted to note too is that you don't, that is in one shot. You do not get to divvy that up so that you can't split that 100,000 or that 25,000 into one ticket or two tickets. If you book a ticket that is less than the value of that ticket that you earned, you will forfeit the rest of the miles. So you want to make sure that it is travel that is above that limit.
Yeah,
so
that you're really maxing it out.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll just forfeit the rest of the difference. Another thing that is, I want to go back to that ticket. So much like the companion fare, you have to, when you book the ticket, it is assigned to that person. So say you book the ticket and the person doesn't want to come with you anymore. That's, you just forfeited the miles. You're not going to get, you're not going to have an opportunity to cancel that and then reinstate the miles back to you. That is just like the companion fare. However, the difference between the companion fare and this new award is the companion fare you can gift. So I can gift you my companion fare and you can you and some one other person can fly on that companion fare. You have to be the person flying with the mileage award ticket, meaning you are one of the passengers.
Okay. That's important to know. And so much of points and miles travel is refundable. So I do think sometimes we book flights just thinking, oh, I'll cancel it later, you know, if I change my mind or something. But you really need to be sure when you're capitalizing on that companion award. Okay. Very good to know. So let's get back to people who should get this card or who should consider it outside the really obvious people. Who do you think this card could be right for?
Elites in the One World Alliance. Alaska is part of the One World Alliance. Anybody who is in love with American Airlines, the relationship between Alaska and American Airlines is strong outside of the award travel part. But on top of that, if you're an elite with American Airlines, almost all of your benefits are recognized on Alaska, meaning like preferred seating, upgrade, priority upgrades, upgrades based on a tier system that are, you know, in between also the Alaska Airlines elites. I hope that makes sense, meaning that you guys don't come, it's not the Alaska Airlines elites and then the American Airlines elites. The elites from American Airlines are in the tiers.
Okay.
Of upgrades. So it would be for somebody like that or somebody who likes to travel internationally. So these partners, aside from the One World Alliance, there's other partners you can use those miles on and literally go anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's essentially a program for everyone. And I don't think many people who live far away from Alaska over here on the East Coast, I don't think they really realize that. But with the One World Alliance, with American, I mean, if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, Philly, DFW, Miami, all those AA hubs, you should absolutely be paying attention to Alaska. It is for you as well.
I think the most like sweet spot that I found for American for me on domestic travel is that LA to JFK in business class for 35,000 points. I just feel like that is just so nice. it's kind of a long flight, you know, transcontinental flight, and it's only 35,000 Alaska Airlines miles on an American.
Do they have
aircraft.
Lie-flat seats on that route?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be very nice. I know you go to New York City a lot, especially considering you live in Alaska. You end up over in New York a good bit, so you know those routes really well. There's a lot of benefits to this card, but one of the things that jumped out at me that maybe didn't initially look glamorous to people, but it really did jump out at me, is waived partner award fees, because I've been booking, like I said, a lot of AA flights through Alaska recently. I'm going home around Thanksgiving time. I booked my whole family through Alaska, and I have paid well over $100 in fees, booking fees, award booking fees, by booking AA flights through Alaska. So the points price is really low, but usually for the flights that I was booking, it was $12.50 a person for each flight. You know, it just, it adds up. And so waiving those partner award fees, I can actually see that that could save me a lot of money. Like, did you think that that was a really big benefit of this card?
I see where you're coming from. But from my perspective, unfortunately, something that Alaska Airlines dropped the ball on this card. I love you, Alaska Airlines, but you dropped the ball on
it. Uh-oh, here it comes.
No trip protection, right? So we are going to talk about the $50, but for me personally, if I'm booking travel, I'm going to book it on my Chase Sapphire card. So that won't work with this card. So I would need to use this card in order to eliminate that fee. And personally, I think I'd rather have trip protection. I've actually never had to use trip protection, but just the feeling of having, you know, a backup.
Yeah.
It makes traveling feel so much better knowing that things are going to get taken care of if my flight gets canceled, delay. And we fly through Seattle almost, I don't know, like 10, 15 times a year. It's a disaster. So it's almost guaranteed that it's going to be delayed. And I try to avoid it at all costs. But of course, sometimes we just have to go there to get anywhere else in the lower 48. But back to the eliminating the partner award, I think that it would be valuable for somebody who is definitely trying to, you know, save as much money as possible on this award travel. But for me personally, I don't foresee myself using that card. I don't ever use my Alaska Airlines card on flights for Alaska Airlines. I'm always using either my Amex on round trip or my Chase Sapphire on the one ways.
Yeah, I can see how that definitely makes sense in having that trip protection. Well, they kind of threw you a bone. You alluded to it. They have this one benefit where if your flight is delayed, even by 2 hours, then they will instantly, you don't have to call them supposedly, instantly give you a $50 travel delay credit on, I guess, any purchase you make during that time or within 48 hours, any purchase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which seems cool, but like I said, I've been in Seattle, especially during the holidays, and that hotel, like, they could be, you know, shut down the airport for 2-3 days if the weather's not right, and you're booking a hotel room for $300-$400 a night.
So this is their sneaky way to actually give us less. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. And it did say in the terms and conditions too that, you know, that's an additional to whatever the Alaska Airlines offers you. So it's not like Alaska Airlines is going to stop offering you a certificate. But truly, I don't know. I don't know if I super trust it.
Yeah. So, and guys, with this card and any brand new card, we are going based on what is published, but this is a brand new card. So nobody has actually used it much yet to figure out what some of this stuff is actually going to look like, right? You need a little bit of time with the credit card out there in the world to collect data points and figure out what things are going to look like. So we're going through what they are advertising, but who knows what things will look like in real life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of other benefits from the card. There's free check bags for up to 7 people, the cardholder and 6 guests on the same reservation, preferred boarding on AA flights, 10,000 status points every year on your anniversary. But we definitely want to point out that this is different from, say, if you have a Capital One Venture X card, you may be used to, you get 10,000 points every year on your anniversary, or other cards have something similar. These are not points that can be used to redeem travel. These are points for the status loyalty program. So explain that a little bit, Betsy.
So those are formerly known as EQMs, Elite Qualifying Miles. Now they're called status points. And so that 10,000 rollover status points now will be towards your elite status with Alaska Airlines. It will be interesting to see how they do this, because at 10,000 status points, you also earn a reward. And additionally, inside of the award system, the milestones that they have established, you can also roll over 10,000 status points. So okay, it will be interesting how that will be valuable, because those who are spending money, or, you know, really strategizing on Alaska Airlines, will likely get to that milestone to roll over the 10,000. It will be interesting to see if they double that up and make it 20,000, which gives you immediate status with Alaska Airlines, or if they make you pick one or the other, which I'm leaning towards the latter because of the milestone rules for other perks. For example, one of the perks is $100 off the lounge membership, but you can't pair it with the one from our status or from our credit card.
Interesting.
So, what I'm saying is it gives you a head start to get to elite status on Alaska Airlines the following year, which I think is super valuable. It'll just be interesting to see if it will actually be valuable with the people who value that.
Yes. Okay. You mentioned lounges and status and how that gets you lounge access. This card comes with 8 Alaska Airport lounge passes. And that, at first I was like, ooh, 8, okay. But it's broken into 2 per quarter. You can't use 8 all at once. So that's a little annoying. I kind of hate when things get broken up into quarter or different, you know, time periods throughout the year. However, some good news for families is each pass grants access for 1 adult and up to 2 children under the age of 21. I could not believe that. 21, that's pretty cool. That's like a full-grown adult. But if they're your child, they can still come in free with you?
Yeah. I think that overall, the Alaska Lounge is pretty generous and flexible. If you want to save and you want the Alaska Lounge Plus, which is the Alaska Lounges, and the American Airlines lounges, you would just need to get the premium card for the Alaska Airlines.
It's for black, the American Airlines, the City AA Executive World Elite.
That's it. Yeah, that gives you lounge access to American Airlines and Alaska Airlines. Whereas like the Alaska Airlines membership, which is equal to the same as this card, is $7.95. So you're saving $200 on the Alaska Airlines lounge.
If you have that card, you also have access to all Alaska lounges.
Correct. As long as you're flying on Alaska One World Alliance. So this will be a little bit different than those lounge passes, because the lounge passes also include the One World partners. And those are sometimes different than Alaska or the One World Alliance.
So the lounge passes that you get with this credit card, these are specific to Alaska Airport lounges, though. They are not all the One World lounges.
That is correct.
Okay. And so where are these Alaska Airline lounges that people can access?
So we have Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, JFK, and LAX.
Okay. So a lot of West Coast, but there is JFK, and a lot of international flights go through JFK. So That's a really good option that, you know, I could see. I'm trying to think through, like, what would I actually be able to access? Because I'm considering this card for me. So it's really good to walk through these benefits And think about it. One of the things that a lot of cards come with, it comes with TSA PreCheck or a Global Entry Credit. Most elite cards have that. But if you already have TSA PreCheck, you can use the credit for like another member of your family. Correct me if I'm wrong, Betsy, you can really pay for anybody to get it. It just comes off as a statement credit.
I believe so. Like with most cards, it is that way. And I almost would encourage somebody to do that, not only because it's nice, but it will help you meet the minimum spend.
Yeah, you might as well. If you have that credit on a credit card, you think, oh, I don't need that, I already have it, gift it to someone else. Give them PreCheck credit. That's really nice.
I did that for my traveling nanny. So I used, that's how I know it works. So on my Amex, I had already had it and I had gotten her global entry.
So overall, what's your big impression of this card? I know you've already applied for it, right? So you must think that it's pretty valuable. So in rating, I know that when like the new Chase Reserve came out or anytime a new credit card comes out, sometimes we're like, ah, that's not quite what I wanted it to be. You know, they missed the mark here or there. And I know you think they missed the mark with the travel insurance, especially for what is supposed to be considered an elite travel card. To not have trip protection is kind of a big deal. Overall, is that a big enough thing that you really are unimpressed by this? Or you think, yeah, this is actually a pretty good card?
I think this is a great card. And I don't know if $395 is actually like high to me after paying for my Amex Platinum. So I would say it's more of like a mid. I know it's expensive, but even those, just the initial sign-up bonus, as we know, that's where you're going to get most of your value right off the bat. If you're not like a Alaska Airlines loyalist like myself, you're still going to get that value of that 100,000 sign-up bonus, which is could be a lot of money, especially if you use it right with the partner airlines in business class.
Yeah. What sweet spots, you're going to have those 100,000 miles, we already know because you signed up for the card. What are the sweet spots people should be looking for to use those miles?
There's so many. I mean, the one that I can say that was one of my favorite and best, I was telling Joanna about it the other day, was the Anchorage to Frankfurt for 55,000 in business class. I mean, aside from just one flight and getting to Europe from Alaska, which is amazing for us Alaskans, that there's almost two tickets right there. There is two tickets right there because you'd have to spend the money to earn, to earn the 6,000. So you would practically have a round trip ticket in business class to Germany if you lived in Anchorage, or vice versa if you lived in Germany.
That's incredible. I like this card. There's a lot of things I like about it. The welcome offer, I really like. I love that companion award, global companion award that we're trying to figure out all the details on compared to their regular companion fee. But I definitely think this card could be, for me personally, 100% it's worth it for the first year because there's so much value in that welcome offer. I love cards that I can instantly know that the benefits that I'm going to use already go past the annual fee. So those cards, mm-hmm. I don't even flinch at an annual fee. This one, I'm having to look really closely and kind of squint my eyes to figure out if I'm always going to get $395 benefit from it. But maybe. I am very interested.
Lounge passes are $65 a day. So right off the bat, you know, that's $520 savings if you can end up using those lounge passes. And remember, it's not just for Alaska Airlines flights. It's for the One World Alliance and their global partners, which is about 30 airlines. It has to be an Alaska branded lounge, but the flight itself doesn't have to be on Alaska Airlines metal. Another advantage too of this card that I want to throw out there that I didn't hear you mention is the opportunity to pool your points. This is seriously something that it's one of the reasons that I am who I am good at what I do, is because I have been able to work around this points pooling with Alaska Airlines. They have since, you know, figured it out and fixed their website. But I also have a different workaround that is going to be ending on October 1st. So that was a really big bummer for me, because truly you could be 100 miles away from a redemption and you have family or friends who have the miles and happy to give them to you. And you can't do it without paying money to transfer those miles, which most of the time doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. So having the opportunity to pool your Alaska Airlines miles between 10 other people is really valuable to me. Like one of the main reasons why I got the card.
And let me clarify for everyone, or ask, do between the people sharing the points, it only has to be one person that has this credit card, as long as the other people are in the Atmos program with points, they can give you points, or both people have to have this credit card in order to pool the points?
Correct. So only the person who has the credit card can receive points, as far as I can understand right now. That is the way it is with another credit card that's within the ecosystem. So that would only make sense. I would hope that it goes the other way. But as of right now, if you're a cardholder, you can receive miles and the fee will be waived.
Okay, so you can receive miles from anyone who has these Atmos points, which if you formerly had Alaska Mileage Plan miles, you now have Atmos points. So anybody who has points can give them to you if you have this card.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, guys. Well, this is a mini episode. This is a long mini episode, but we were really excited for this card to come out. And as you can tell, we're still figuring out all the details and working it through. Because even when two people read the same thing, you're like, oh, but what do they mean by this? And, you know, what does this mean? It helps to have an Alaska expert here to tell us based on her experience with Alaska and to help us figure out all these details so we can know if it is the right card for us. So, what you're going to do, you're going to follow Betsy over at Become Travel Rich, join the Wonderland on Points Facebook group, and we can continue the conversation. If you have questions about this card, let us know. You can always email us at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. And we hope to see you, and Betsy will be there as well at Travel More Con. Betsy's going to talk all about the Alaska program, so much more to learn on it. So if you haven't gotten your tickets for Travel More, be sure to do so, because we would love to spend a weekend with you in New Orleans, in just a few weeks. So have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new Travel Rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going, so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com, and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.